Title: Employers may face an expanded liability period in PEGA suits under the relation back doctrine. Content: On February 7, 2022, a California Court of Appeal issued its decision in Hutchison v. The Superior Court of Alameda County, UBS Financial Services Incorporated. The case addresses the relation back doctrine in the context of a Private Attorneys General Act of 2004, the PEGA lawsuit, and will have important consequences for PEGA cases moving forward. The original complaint in Hutchison was filed by an employee named Larry Van Steenhuys. Mr. Steenhuys worked for UBS Financial Services Incorporated as a financial advisor, and he gave notice to the Labor Workforce and Development Agency and UBS of his intention to seek penalties under the PEGA for UBS alleged labor code violations on December 22, 2017. The specifics of the alleged violations are not important here. Van Steenhuys filed his civil complaint on February 26, 2018, after the LWDA failed to respond or investigate his notice letter within the required 65-day period. Andrew Hutchison also worked for UBS as a financial advisor, and he too gave notice to UBS and the LWDA of his intention to seek penalties under the PEGA for UBS alleged labor code violations. Hutchison's claims were duplicative of those brought by Steenhuys. Hutchison submitted his notice to the LWDA on April 18, 2018. He then waited until February 2019 to file a civil complaint against UBS. Both Hutchison and Van Steenhuys filed their complaints in Alameda County Superior Court. In March 2019, Hutchison filed a motion to intervene in Van Steenhuys's lawsuit and replace Van Steenhuys as the named plaintiff. The parties then agreed to the filing of an amended complaint that added Hutchison to Van Steenhuys's lawsuit and dismissed Van Steenhuys as a plaintiff. The parties could not, however, agree on the applicable limitations period for the lawsuit or whether the doctrine of relation back would apply. Hutchison took the position that the statute of limitations should date back to December 22, 2016, which was 1 year before Van Steenhuys filed his letter with the LWDA, relying on the relation back doctrine. UBS argued that Hutchison could only seek penalties dating back to December 19, 2017, 1 year and 65 days before he filed his own lawsuit. UBS moved for summary adjudication on the proposed liability period for the lawsuit on the grounds that the relation back doctrine did not apply to extend the liability period for Hutchison's representative claims. The trial court agreed with UBS and granted the motion. The trial court presumed that the general requirements for the relation back doctrine were met, but granted the motion for summary adjudication because it reasoned the relation back doctrine could not apply to PEGA claims as it would frustrate PEGA's notice requirements to the LWDA and the employer. Hutchison filed a petition for a writ of mandate that was initially denied, but later granted after he appealed to the California Supreme Court. Hutchison's writ was granted on the narrow issue of whether, under the specific facts of the case, the relation back doctrine applied to a PEGA claim. The Court of Appeal held that it does, and reversed the trial court's grant of summary adjudication and entered an order denying UBS motion. Specifically, the Court of Appeal relied on two factors in the case that favored applying the relation back doctrine. 1. The state of California, through the LWDA, was the real party in interest in the case, not Hutchison or Van Steenhuys, and 2. Hutchison would have recovered under the broader liability period had Van Steenhuys prevailed in his case. Indeed, neither the LWDA nor Hutchison stood to recover more if the relation back doctrine was applied than what Van Steenhuys would have potentially recovered had he not dropped out of the lawsuit. Importantly, Hutchison had filed his own notice with the LWDA and filed a separate civil lawsuit alleging PEGA claims, thereby complying with PEGA's exhaustion and notice requirements. Accordingly, the court held that both individuals had standing under the PEGA to bring their claims, and not applying the relation back doctrine would frustrate PEGA's purpose of allowing aggrieved employees to recover penalties for labor code violations. The court relied on a series of recent appellate and California Supreme Court decisions that have taken an expansive view of the PEGA when explaining its